My take is a simple one. This land reform was done haphazardly, without the proper direction, without the proper planning. It was bordering on anarchy. And the people are now realizing that they probably made a big strategic mistake in taking everybody on board, including productive land that was occupied by people who are not agriculture-oriented, let alone in trade. So it's now so embarrassing that we are going in Nicodemus to Zambia to buy for that mine, paying the same amount that the government should have been paying to the Zimbabwean farmer as they're paying this time to the Zambian.
But is it not too late for the government to engage these white commercial farmers?
It's better than nothing, because we are planning for the future. We still want Zimbabwe to be the bread basket of Saturday, because we have the champagne climate. We have a lot of trained people in Zimbabwe who can do this agricultural production far better than what we are having on the ground.
Why are the new farmers failing to produce or to utilize the land fully?
Ah, that's a very good question, John. These farmers are lacking support, is the bottom line. They have not been given any support right from the beginning, despite the fertilizers, despite the diesel and so on, that will be much talked about. These things were going to waste.